Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Mary Otmar.
Good morning, LaVon. It's always great to be here.
It is great to have you here because, for a lot of reasons, but especially right now because you are working for Relay for Life for Cass County. Coming right up.
Right. It's the big event on Friday night, June 23rd, and the event to the public starts at 6 o'clock, but I'm coordinating the survivor group, and we will start with our registration at 4:30 in the Atlantic High School Commons area, and then we will have a meal, which is being catered by Hy-Vee, and we appreciate their donation of time and people to get that meal for all of our survivors. And then we'll have a little program at the meal. And then following that, we will be walking out to the track, and we've changed up the lineup a little bit this year, so there will be a few new things in store.
Well, that's kind of fun to have something new rather than just like, you know, you get in a rut, and sometimes it's really comfortable, but it's also kind of exciting to have something new going on. And so anybody who wants to come, that's a good time for them to come to the track.
Absolutely. As I mentioned, the survivors will be coming in a little bit earlier, and the meal will be hosted by Hy-Vee. And I did want to mention that we sent out over 300 invitations to cancer survivors, in this area, but we know we don't have everybody on our registration list, but it is open to anyone who has battled cancer of any type, so we would encourage them to show up even if they did not receive that formal invitation in the mail. And there's no pre-registration. You simply just need to come to the Atlantic High School into the Commons area and sign in at the door, and there's no cost for the survivors.
And as I recall, each survivor is invited to bring a guest.
That is correct. Many times the caregiver wants to attend as well, and some survivors need someone to be with them, mm-hmm. and so we certainly encourage them to attend. And I might mention that we do provide wheelchairs for those that might need them as we get a little further into the evening and we start going around the track. Saying that you can't walk is no excuse, because we do have wheelchairs. And this year, as we did last year, we are having the 4-H Youth Council help us. So they will be helping us with the meal and also then helping us to get survivors around the track if they need someone to be there with them.
Okay. It's a really important part of Relay for Life. It really kicks off the whole Relay for Life. Mary, let's talk a little bit about Relay for Life. What is that all about? You know, sometimes we just get into this, well, we're doing it again.
Right. And it is interesting. It's been going on for many, many years. It is actually the signature fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. And believe it or not, it is being coordinated in 27 countries, which is a little bit more than I think some of us realize.
Absolutely.
And it's being conducted in 5,200 communities. So you can see that there are lots and lots of volunteers involved with this effort. It is basically a fundraising event where team members kind of take turns walking around the track. Cancer patients don't ever stop being tired, or they don't stop because they're tired. They keep fighting. And so for this one night, the community is encouraged to keep fighting that fight as well. So events around the country last from between 6 to 24 hours, and each team is encouraged, to have a member on the track at all times, just to signify that cancer never sleeps. And the teams also have a space and around the track, and it is called a campsite. And in the campsite, then it has a different theme. And in those campsites, they have some little activities. They have some other fundraising efforts that are being done. Some of them provide little food or souvenirs or different activities. And all that money collected in that campsite will then go toward that team's efforts in fundraising.
And I know that recruiting teams, that goes on kind of year round, and you know, some people they just plan on doing that and have fundraising all year long.
And it's exciting this year, LaVon. We have 22 registered teams, And so that's really an effort all year round, as you suggested. And it is a real coordinated effort that people give of their time and make the effort to raise money for the American Cancer Society. So we really appreciate the involvement of so many people around the county.
And I know Carol Schuler is going to be visiting with Jim. I'm sure she's going to be doing that. And I'm thinking, you know, people may ask, and we don't have those details here, but okay, so we raise thousands of dollars just in Cass County. What happens to all that money? And I know at least part of it stays here and helps people in a lot of different ways. So I think people want to know that details, there is a board, a cancer board for the county.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there certainly is, and they coordinate efforts, many efforts throughout the year. And so, yes, a lot of the money that is raised with the American Cancer Society goes to research, and they continue to find new ways of treating cancer. And as you know, there are many different types of cancer, and so each cancer has a specific type of therapy or treatment, and so they continue to do research and find new ways of treating them.
Pretty exciting what's going on with the research. There was a series of three programs on TV last year. I didn't get to see all of them, but the one I saw, I was just going, oh my goodness, it's just because every person is different, every kind of cancer is different, and they're just finding out more and more and more. I think years ago, it was like, well, there's really no hope. That's really changed.
That's correct, LaVon. And it's fun to listen to, or interesting, I should say, to listen to survivor stories, those that were diagnosed 49 or 50 years ago and the treatment they received, and then those that have been recently diagnosed and how those therapies to treat cancer has changed. And, of course, the survival rate for cancer is much higher. So just because you hear the words, you have cancer, it does not mean that it's a death sentence. There is a lot of hope, and that's one of the things that we do at Relay is encourage those survivors and just remind them that here we are another day to celebrate another birthday, and there is lots of hope for our future.
And when we say survivors, I just want to mention, Mary, because sometimes people have, I think, earlier thought, well, if you were a survivor, you have to have been through all of your treatment and, you know, okay, now I'm a survivor, but it doesn't matter what stage you're in.
That's correct. If you were recently diagnosed and haven't even started treatment yet, you're certainly encouraged to attend. And we do have a number of people that come to the event that are still going through the treatment. And so any stage that you are in, we encourage you to attend.
For sure. Now, Cass County, of course, has been doing this for quite a few years. Is there any other history of Relay for Life that you want to share?
Well, I do, LaVon. It's interesting to me, of course, when I got started with the committee a year ago, I always have a few questions and wanted to know, how did this get started? And I discovered that in 1985, there was a Dr. Gordon Klatt who had cancer, and he walked and ran for 24 hours around a track in Tacoma, Washington. And his purpose was to raise money for the American Cancer Society to combat the nation's largest health concern at the time, which was cancer. He did spend 24 hours circling the track at the University of Puget Sound. And while he was doing that, he had a lot of friends and family and other cancer patients watch him and support him. He went 83.6 miles, which sounds very grueling. He raised $27,000 through pledges, and that all went to the American Cancer Society to help save lives. So as he was doing that, he was thinking about how he could get other people involved instead of them standing around the track watching him. How could he get them to participate? And so the next year he helped get 19 teams as part of that relay, and they raised over $33,000. And it kind of went from there. He did pass away in August of 2014. He was 71 years old. And he did suffer from stomach cancer. But his legacy lives on. He is credited with shaping the idea that, you know, one person can make a difference. And he certainly has made a difference. And his legacy is being carried out now in 27 countries with over 5,200 communities. So I would say it does make a difference.
Yeah, it's amazing what one person can do. So, Mary, we've talked mostly because you're here to talk about the Survivor program, but of course there's program going on all through the evening.
Yes, there certainly are a lot of people that are involved. There will be some entertainment on a stage in the center of the track. Villa Dance will be doing something. Jet Black will have some music. And we have a stage, so if people want to come and dance, they certainly are encouraged to do that. There are a number of the Bounce House will be there. We also have a number of vendors that will be providing food. And so you can come out and have your supper out there and participate in some of the activities around the track. There will be an educational booth that you can learn more information about different types of cancer, including nutrition and exercise and treatment therapies. So there is something for everyone out there at the track.
Okay, so that's all happening in Cass County in Atlantic at the high school next Friday, a week from today.
Yes.
And starting with the survivors at 4:30 and then just going on through the evening. So we want to thank you very much, Mary Otmar, for visiting with us about Relay for Life and especially about the Survivor Program. And until next time, Mary, you actually have a thought for us.
With cancer, there is no finish line. We just keep on fighting.